Welcome to The Raw, recorded at Sioux College, which is located in the Robinson-Huron Treaty Territory. We are grateful to Mother Earth for providing us the land, water, air, and food needed to sustain all life, and we acknowledge Indigenous peoples as the original stewards of this land, who have lived in harmony and in respect with all creation. As we are all relations, it is important to recognize this interconnected relationship with one another and our obligation to respect the land that has nourished, healed, protected, and embraced us. We honor Abajuan Batchawana First Nation and Katagan CB Garden River First Nation as the original caretakers of the land that Sioux College is situated on, and acknowledge the contributions of the historical Métis Nation of Sault Ste. Marie in the stewardship of this territory.
Hello and welcome back to The Roar. On this week's episode, we have Candace Boston from the Student Job Center. Hi, Candace.
Hi, everyone. My name is Candace Boston, and I am the employment coordinator with the Student Job Center, as Shay mentioned, and I'm so happy to be here with you today.
So, Candace, tell us a little bit about the Student Job Center and what you have to offer.
So the Student Job Center focuses on under the employment umbrella. So we kind of talk everything and anything employment related, and that can come on an individualized approach. So what we do when somebody comes and seeks out our services, we look at everybody individually and what the needs are. So we might get into more depth into who you are, what you enjoy, what are some things that might be difficult, and along with what are some strengths somebody might have. And that will really encourage us to have a better understanding how to deliver our services, what are some job opportunities that might be some great opportunities for that particular individual in our community, and or you are searching outside of the community of Sault Ste. Marie, we also assist with that as well. So we do everything under the umbrella of, you know, resumes, cover letters, how to job search, some goal setting, what is somebody's goals to kind of start the job search, how to navigate networking and outreach to mentorship opportunities, how to write a letter to an employer asking them, you know, to consider them, or a follow-up email, all the way to mock interview preparations, or I have my first day on Monday, how do I arrive and what do I wear? So like I mentioned, kind of anything and everything under the umbrella of employment.
That's amazing. And that's here on campus?
Yeah, so we are located in the A Wing in A0150. We could also offer services downtown at 477 Queen Street at our Employment Solutions location. We do tailor it to the candidate. So if you, you know, decide that coming in the first time and meeting one-on-one is right, and then the next time it's, you know, over a Teams call, or, you know, conversations through text, or conversations via email, that works as well. We kind of do whatever accommodates the candidate, and especially because sometimes we get graduates that, you know, move out of town, and it doesn't mean we won't help you. So a lot of conversations on the best channel for the candidate themselves.
So I've met all of the Student Job Center employees, and they're all fabulous, all willing to help you out. We do have convocation coming up here soon at Sioux College, so maybe we could talk a little bit about what you offer to our graduates.
Yeah, so we do have a great team. So our team has grown quite substantially over the past, we'll say, year and a half. So currently we have three advisors, Simran, Manu, and Riley. And what they essentially would do is the initial conversations about what the plan is. And that could be anywhere from entry level, as Shay mentioned, all the way to a career focused conversation. And then we have three coordinators, employment coordinators, Ray, Katie, and myself, Candace. And our job would be to take the information collected by the advisors and head out in the community and try and find opportunities that relate to what the goal of an individual was. And we kind of work hand in hand that way. So with convocation coming up and, you know, students wrapping up with their semester and that kind of stuff, I would really encourage students to come down or email the Student Job Center and start the dialogue and start the conversations as to what's the plan. And maybe we don't know the plan, and that's okay too. But where are we going to head, and how can we kind of start the conversation? And like I said, we might not have a plan, but we might know that we're going to be in Sault Ste. Marie, or maybe you know you're moving to or Northern Ontario or Southern Ontario or wherever it might be, and that might change the conversation. So how are we going to navigate that plan, and what's the first steps and what we could do to learn about that individual person? So the biggest thing I say for graduate is get connected. We would advise based on best practice in our community and the current labor market. So things are changing in the course of the past 4 years. Things have been changing tremendously. So how can we navigate the change?
And maybe you could tell us a little bit. You mentioned your office downtown at Employment Solutions. What would be the difference between coming to see you on campus and going downtown?
So the Employment Services team has a no wrong door approach. So whether you choose to go at 477 Queen at Employment Solutions, or you come down to the Student Job Center, we will assist you with your needs. But that being said, we'll kind of triage you based on the services that you're best suitable for. So Employment Solutions specifically focuses on Canadian citizens, permanent residencies and refugees, and the Sioux College Student Job Center services, students and graduates and alumni. So I always say whether you choose to go down to Employment Solutions or you come to campus, we hope that you'll feel that you'll get a service that is valuable to your employment needs, and our team will kind of assist you as needed. So just get connected and whatever is more convenient for you as a job seeker will kind of channel you through the right path, the right door when you come and visit us.
Amazing.
Our services operate from 8:30 to 4:30, so both Employment Solutions and Student Job Center. And the Student Job Center specifically, although the college is kind of, you know, wrapping up the semester with the May intake, we do still operate on an 8:30 to 4 o'clock starting soon.
After the May long weekend, I think.
After the May long weekend. Yeah. So we'll start our operations from 8:30 to 4, and then we will run that until closer to September. So last week of August, I believe, we switched back to 8:30 to 4:30. So we are running around the clock 12 months of the year. So please don't hesitate to stop, even if you find some motivation in the summer.
Excellent. How about we talk about some upcoming events that you have going on?
Yep. So right now, our team is currently working on what we call our Summer Job Fest. So this is the second annual Summer Job Fest we've ever hosted. Yep. So super exciting. So currently, we have about 15 employers coming to campus. We're still currently recruiting, but to date, that's what we're at. And they kind of come on all different perspectives. So some are for summer employment opportunities that will likely end closer to September, and some are coming for career purposes and trying to connect with those graduates that will be wrapping up last Friday. It's opportunity to connect with employers that are actively saying they have an active job posting open. It allows people to begin networking, learn how to operate in an environment that, you know, somebody can come and have a conversation. And then I always suggest coming to connect with Employment Solutions and or Student Job Center after that and let them know where you've done some networking. So if the Job Fest is something that you've done some networking in, how can we do a follow-up after and what that looks like? How can we stay connected with those employers that maybe it's not a right now opportunity, but it could be closer to a goal that you might be looking for. So if there's a employer that's looking for a full-time permanent opportunity and you're still kind of, you know, be entering into school in September, how can we keep that contact? How can we use it so that when we come to the graduate employment status, we can still use that contact that we've made a year past? Lots of coaching on how to navigate those type of opportunities. So May 8th, if you haven't, you know, gotten your resume reviewed and need some information on, you know, what's missing, what's best practice for your resume, come to the Student Job Center in preparation and we can print out some copies for the event.
Great. You had mentioned job postings. Where can we find job postings?
Yep. So we have two channels for that. So one would be on the student portal. On LMS on the right hand side under employment services, there's some job postings and they're broken up into different streams. So one would be, in Sault Ste. Marie opportunities, outside of Sault Ste. Marie opportunities, and then sound the alarms, the on-campus job opportunities are live on the student portal as well. And the international ones will be coming as the domestic ones close. So get on there and find where that is because the on-campus opportunities for this summer are live. Woohoo! as well as we do have employment solutions. So it's an employment/solutions.ca is our other job board. So most of them are mirrored for the Sault Ste. Marie opportunities. But the good thing with employment solutions webpage is you can get job alerts. So it's helpful in the sense where you don't have to keep checking the job board. You'll get an email with the new live updates of the sectors that you're wanting to kind of target. So another great search engine.
All right. So all the resources are there, or I should say here, and they're very much available to you. If you have trouble finding any of them, just come and visit the lovely people at the Student Job Center, and they'll be more than happy to help you out there. Candace, it was great talking to you today, and thank you so much for taking time out of your day and serving our students.
Thank you so much, Shay. I appreciate the opportunity to have a conversation with you all, and I really encourage you to get connected and seek out our services. And if you don't know where to find us, just ask. It's A0150.
Thank you. We'll help you get there.
Roar!